Kim Karn Dav Mesech Zivam is Dav Tzadi Hei, you begin Amid Beis again, Tiz Mazda, begin with the Gemara, Yalam HaRabba, the Rabba says, Isha Sish, what's the case of this Kal, that you can bring Kal Vachemim from, is from a married woman. That's how we know, Achay Sish, from a Kal Vachemim, from a Sish, Chayz is bothered. What do you mean? You could ask on the Kal Vachemim, because Isha Sish is Bechenik, Achay Sish is only Karas, so it has a stringency. So it says, Lishach L'mifrash Tekin Chenik, you cannot ask, oh, but there's Chenik. Because Yesh Lan L'Hachmer, because anyways, we should be stringent by Achay Sishtai. Why is that? They're the prohibition lasts all the days of his wife's life. In contravention of this, we should get divorced right away. But is a little bit difficult to the reason. Why don't you ask all the questions I previously asked on the other cases? Where by Isha says she herself is a problem, and it's also with any single person, whereas by Achay Sishtai, it's only he would make it forbidden when he's Baal Achaysa, which is two coolers, and therefore that is a little bit difficult. But when you say the case of Koshe in Paisal Adechem, in Paisal Adechem, in Maya Vidite, what is that case coming to say? That has no explanation. And it says, it's not logical to say, oh, I'll tell you what that means, that part of the phrase. Koshe in Paisal Adechem means to say, when he's not going to validate for someone else, is Kamesha Chesesh Tipnuya. As if, let's say, his wife's sister is single, but she has no husband to make forbidden on if he's bought on her. And then also his wife's not going to be forbidden. So it says, no, it's not logical to say, because the lishon, the wording of the choshe in poisal deicher mashman, that wording is not going to make her problematic for someone else. Sounds like deicherchem she poisal yodna. There is someone else that he's not making her problematic for. That there is a husband. Whereas a single girl, there's no acherim. It's not mistab. It's not logical to say that would be the case of choshe in poisal. Next says, master begins the gemara b'kama tanikam. Tanikam is saying lishon ishtoi begisa. It doesn't make a difference if it's his wife and his brother-in-law. Lishon arusas begisa doesn't make a difference if it's with kala and his brother-in-law. Either way, Isha Gisa Sira. It's something I'm saying that the wife of the brother-in-law is going to be forbidden. So Taitz from Tumi begin to say, Amanole. Where did Bitzchak Nafcha get this? When he's inferring from Rabbi regarding the opinion of the Tanakama. Because the Tanakama, Isha Gisa Sira, that according to Tanakama, the wife of the brother-in-law is going to be forbidden. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference, even, not only Arusa, but even that according to Tanakama, it's not going to make a difference in all the situation, whether his wife is married to him or engaged. That either way, the wife of the brother-in-law is going to be forbidden, and that's how he divides them. Maybe Korintanikama, no, maybe the other way around. Maybe even if his wife, he was engaged, and his brother-in-law, Sharia Ishis Gisai, that even over there, not the Chumar, that the brother-in-law's wife is going to be forbidden. Maybe the brother-in-law's wife is going to be permitted even by the Sasai. Keeping the boy yet, because according to Tanikama, it doesn't differentiate between Arus and Nesua. We're not concerned that maybe they can say there's stipulation by Kedushin. And the Achay Sisha doesn't need to get from him. And therefore he holds the wife as permitted. So it's not like Achay Sgurashasi. From the same reason you should say it, also the brother-in-law's wife also shouldn't be forbidden because she's not Machzik Gurashasi. Like we find in Bisi, where the wife of the brother-in-law, if she does not need to get from the second one, can be Ishta Begisa. Like for example, if let's say it was his wife and the brother-in-law, come he says to Ishta Begisa Shari that the wife of the brother-in-law is going to be permitted because only when she gets a get does she forbidden to the brother-in-law, because that's like Master Gurushas. So when she doesn't get a get, it's not be forbidden as a Knas Ba'alma. So here also, you say, according to the Kama, the truth is that the wife of the brother-in-law is always going to be permitted. Rabbi Yisrael differentiates, and he says, no, but a sasi, it's going to be forbidden. Say the opposite, according to the Kama, she's always going to be forbidden. And Rabbi Yisrael says, it's going to be permitted if she was married to him. So remember, read that he says, because the Ma'ari Tanikama shows the issue of the fact that the Tanikama's words are in the permissibility of the wife. Ubeishas Gisla Ari, and it doesn't say anything about the brother in law's wife. Shmamida, the inference is the Ishas Gisla Surah Gisla, that because the brother in law's wife is always forbidden on the brother in law. Now, Taisa explains, Avagav the Leboy Get, which this was what was in Taisa's Hamina. Avagav the Leboy Get, she does not require a get. And the Velekal maybe cannot say that no Havalay that was stipulation. And the Bagir Zebinas is that this one divorced and this one married. So why would the Tanikama say it would be forbidden on the brother-in-law's wife? So it's because the Bechalin can't see Rabban. You could say that in all situations the Rabbi is penalized. Rabbi Yesi, Badi Lekonis, he for sure didn't penalize Lach Zagisai to go back to the brother-in-law. Ela, Hechad Abay Get, only when you require Get. Because then the Demon Mach Zagushasai, similar to the case of Mach Zagushasai, Kamei Barasas, Zagisai, like when it's he was the woman he was engaged to, and his brother-in-law, they could remember that you could say to not have a labor condition, there was stipulation in the condition. Now, Taisk Morva explains, Shmuda says shortly, that the woman that his brother was engaged to, in the case is, it's not like a case of a married woman that he's saying that maybe who said that Shmuel's going in the case of Paisel, maybe on the Ain of Paisel, where sounds like Tosfos says that don't the intent is not that here he holds total like Tanakama. Rather, by the case of Paisel, which is his the one that his brother was engaged to, he holds like Rabbanan on one point, which is the Betanola Tol Inshe. People don't suspend things on stipulations, and therefore she doesn't require a get. And they also rebuse on one point. That when you don't require a get, then like because again, Tosfos explained that the Tanakama does not hold that principle. So that's the thing. Shmuel is not totally like Tanakama. In one element, is like Tanakama. Another element, is like Rishi. That's not something Machzor says. Well, it's a mishum knas, and that's not forbidden because of a penalty. And therefore, he holds Arusus Achav is going to be Muteras.